harsh enforcement was introduced in the 2006-2007 school year. The class were reduced to 70 minutes from 80 minutes to fit a 40-minute rotating period at the end of the day. Today we will find out why it was created, what the purpose of it is, what teachers think of it, and what students think of it. We'll also talk to a senior with senior privileges that has to return to school to attend that class. First, we will talk to Mrs. Durnley about what the purpose of course reinforcement is.
Well, the purpose of course reinforcement was to provide an opportunity for teachers to help students who might be struggling in class, providing them some extra time outside of a scheduled class time, providing activities that might reinforce the learning. For those students who might not be struggling, they could get more in-depth kind of activities to deepen their learning. So it's kind of a multi-purpose time.
She also told me that course reinforcement is not for students to do homework, but to get help from teachers. When I asked if course reinforcement has helped, she told me that there are as many students failing this year as last year. She also told me that we probably won't see course reinforcement next year.
Course reinforcement sucks.
This is the feeling from a lot of students. When I interviewed a student, he told me that course reinforcement hasn't helped him. He also told me that he didn't think that teachers knew what they were doing for that period. I also talked to a senior who asked to return for course reinforcement at the end of the day if she goes home.
Yeah, I think a lot of seniors just don't go to course reinforcement because if we have permission to leave during last period, it seems silly to come back for the last 40 minutes of another class.
I also interviewed Mr. Tosh, a science teacher at Halldale. I asked him if course reinforcement is effective for him.
For me, course reinforcement has been nothing more than an extension of the regular classroom. So I've had really no problem whatsoever.
He told me that course reinforcement helps him with completing his labs. He also told me that he wouldn't mind going back to 80-minute periods, but he wouldn't want to see classes shortened anymore. As we learned by talking to Mrs. Durnley, that course reinforcement was created to help prevent students from failing. She also told me that we probably won't see course reinforcement at the end of the day next year. We also learned that some students don't really find it effective for them. A senior told me that a lot of seniors skip that class because it seems pointless for them to come back at the end of the day for 40 minutes. When I interviewed Mr. Tosh, he told me that it is effective for his classes to complete labs. There are many sides to course reinforcement, and we'll have to wait until next year to find out if it will still be in the schedule. This is Jake Laughlin, thanks for listening.